You are listening to Morning Edition from WKAR. I'm Mary Ellen Pitney. Sparrow Health System recently launched a drive-through coronavirus testing program at the former Sears site in Lansing's Frandor Shopping Center. People can get tested for either the virus or COVID-19 antibodies. People with coronavirus antibodies have been looked at as a source of plasma, which may be used to help people fight the disease. To learn more, I spoke with Dr. Jim Richard, medical director at Sparrow Laboratories. He started by explaining what antibody testing is.
Antibody testing, obviously it starts with a patient, and what it requires is it requires blood or serum. That's usually obtained via a blood draw, although there are some methods out currently that use a finger stick method. And then it's applied to the to the platform in order to do the testing.
How does this differ from the viral test?
Well, the viral test is a DNA test which identifies the virus DNA within the epithelium of the patient. And so it detects the virus, it's at least the DNA of the virus itself. That requires a lot of extra work in order to obtain that. And then portions of that viral particles that are there are identified through a rather complex mechanism. The PCR test is the test that will tell you if you are infected with the virus.
So the antibody test says whether or not, yes or no, antibodies are there. The virus test actually looks at the DNA and the composition of the sample?
Correct. The DNA is, or the PCR test, is basically used to identify patients who are acutely ill with the COVID virus. The antibody test does not detect that at all. The antibody test can identify people that have had COVID virus in the past, sometimes even in the recent past, but it is not a method of identifying those that are acutely ill with the disease.
So I drive up to the test site and I say, I want an antibody test. What happens next?
Okay. One is if you have an order from your primary care doctor, then they will be able to draw it. If you don't, we actually have primary care practitioners at the site who would be more than able to write that for you to be able to have your blood drawn and that test performed. And you can readily see your results from that Sparrow account. It's a web-based portal.
So how long does it take to get results back?
No, right now, it's like everything in COVID, there are allocations. But right now, we're saying that we can get the test back usually within 5 days. Usually, it's significantly shorter than that.
This is WKAR. We are speaking with Dr. Jim Richard about expanding antibody testing efforts in Michigan. If antibodies are found, does that automatically indicate that people retain immunity to COVID-19, or is it not that simple?
That's a great question, one everybody wants an answer to.
Right.
It's not that simple.
Okay.
However, what it does say is that we need more research, more time with this disorder to identify whether or not antibodies mean immunity. But that also means we need a lot more testing to be able to determine whether or not that's actually the case.
So this is kind of like a preliminary data collection that then needs to be analyzed.
You know, that's a really good point. It does need to be analyzed. It's one of these settings where it doesn't infer immunity that we know of today. We may find out in the future that it does, but we just don't know today. There's not enough information.
It is still early in this antibody testing effort, but are there any patterns that are starting to emerge yet?
You know, not really patterns. What we are seeing with our preliminary work right now is about 3.5% of the population are testing positive. I think the most important thing right now, as it pertains to antibody testing, is identifying possible plasma donations for the Red Cross, for people to be donate their plasma that may be helpful in someone who's acutely ill with the COVID-19.
Is Sparrow at all working with the Red Cross to do that plasma donation effort?
Absolutely. The Red Cross and Sparrow work very closely together. We talk pretty regularly on the phone. The key issue is that it identifies people that may be eligible to donate their plasma. And once they are identified and contact the Red Cross, then the Red Cross handles the screening mechanism. We have had a patient here at Sparrow who was able to get what we call antibody-rich plasma as an effort to try and treat them.
If you're able to share that information, how did that treatment go?
I'm not able to tell because I don't know the follow-up on that as of yet.
Dr. Jim Richard, thank you so much for speaking with me this morning.
Thank you.